You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
The number one pick in the NHL draft, but the minute can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's
Lars Eller! Trash, EMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
Oh, dear me, there's a lot going on in the world of sports. I mean, you got the Masters that we're breaking down on the pre-show meeting. You got the Mets throttling the Braves. You got the Knicks throttling the Celtics. You have the Rangers who have been so good all year. You get to the 11th hour and they're losing games that they should not be losing. Islanders, I mean, it's all happening for them. So that is a busy, busy Friday. 7:15, of course, stuff. 9:15, I'm sorry, stuff you missed. 7:45. If you have something that's bothering you, you get it right off your chest. Right off your chest. The morning roast. Plays of the week, 9:45-ish. Before we get to any of it, we get rolling on the Friday. I say good morning to one Rick DiPietro. Hi, Rick.
Oh, hi, David.
How are you?
A nice little tidy Mets win yesterday, huh, in Atlanta?
Wait, that wasn't even tidy. That was not tidy. Tidy's well, like 5-1 an hour 52. That was a throttling of the Atlanta Braves.
It was very nice. Very, very nice. My Islanders come through an OT. Thank you, Kyle Palmieri. BU did lose, though. Did lose to Denver. Not a great goal in overtime.
Oh, in overtime?
I don't want to talk about it.
Ugh.
Because BC ended up winning, so we could have a BU-BC national championship game, but
okay. But let me ask you this:
yeah.
Would you rather lose to BC in the finals or lose in overtime to Denver in the semis?
Oh, that's a great question.
Really? No, thank you.
I would rather give myself the opportunity. So you're guaranteeing me a loss in the final to BC?
You would lose in the final to BC.
Well, I think it's better that you lose to Denver then.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to lose to BC.
Okay. All right. Maybe this is a blessing in disguise.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Well, you don't feel like that now because you don't know what would have happened. But maybe. I'm trying to look at it optimistically from your standpoint.
Let's see. I like where your head's at today. You're very optimistic. Got a big smile on your face. We got the roast today for everybody.
Yeah.
Love the Friday. Got to love the Friday.
Love the Friday. So we'll get to the Knicks and Omar. I got to tell you, though, quickly, I don't like what's happening with the Rangers whatsoever. I mean, that's if they would have lost to a team, you'd be like, well, really good team, playing meaningful games, had to win. You know what? Fine. The Flyers stink. The Rangers needed that win. Now you've put yourself in, if the other teams win, to get the one, you need to win the final two games of the regular season.
Right, but, I mean, you say that the Rangers need that win. The Rangers don't need that win like Philly needs that win.
Well, they don't need the win to get in, but they needed the win to get closer to getting the President's Trophy or winning the division.
I understand that, but there's a different level of desperation when you need something to get into the playoffs as opposed to, hey, we've already been in the playoffs. We've been in the playoffs for, I mean, it's what the Celtics are going through right now.
Right.
Like the Celtics have had this thing different because
the Celtics
are so far ahead.
But it's not, though. It's not because the Celtics already have everything clinched.
Right. But just as we're so late in the season now that the Rangers are, I promise you, it's like, all right, let's get to the playoffs. Enough is enough. And it's hard to get yourself to the level necessary when you're going up against the Philadelphia team that, yeah, is a team you feel like you should beat, but it's also a team that's fighting for their lives. That had surprised everyone all season long. You know, you're sitting there, we're talking about with the Islanders going back and forth for wild card, and we're like, whoa, there's a real chance they catch Philly now. You know, Philly was third in the Metro.
Now you've run past Philly now.
Yeah, and Philly not third in the Metro. Philly's out of the playoffs right now. So you knew that John Tortorella would have them ready to go. And listen, I'm not gonna tell you you shouldn't be a little upset, but I don't think in the grand scheme of things it's something to be overly concerned about.
So if the Rangers fall behind Carolina,
that's a problem.
I mean, that would be very upsetting. So we'll see. Carolina plays tonight against St. Louis. They're in St. Louis. So if they lose that game, I'd feel a little better. If Carolina wins, I'm going to be on the edge of my seat for Islanders-Rangers tomorrow noon right here on 98.7 ESPN.
Here's the other thing, too. Probably don't score on your own goalie a couple times. Like, deflections off your sticks.
Not a great night from Keandre Miller.
Turnovers at the offensive blue line.
Yeah, not a great night.
Those are things you'd like to try to avoid.
Yes. Regular season and postseason. It really should carry over to anything you play in. Islanders, good win. Right?
Great win.
What are you, 89? I mean, it's hard to envision you guys don't get in at this point. A week ago, it was like, will they get in? I don't know. Now it's like, will they get in? Yeah, they absolutely should get in.
Well, they got you excited. And then they started losing. You're like, oh, God. And now we're back. And Casey Cizikas, I couldn't be happier for the guy. I mean, to go, the energy line, it was Casey, Clutterbuck, and Marty. And when we talk about the Rangers, we talk about their, Panarin, Trocheck, and Lafreniere and how good that line has been. And a lot of that is because Panarin's awesome, and Lafreniere's taken that next step. He is the first overall, former first overall pick, but it's just how the line is constructed, right? Like, you got a guy in Vincent Trocheck who's having a great year that's not afraid to do the dirty work. You're going to go get pucks. And that's kind of what they found now with the Islanders, putting Cizikas on the line with Horvat and Barzal. This was a guy that was like, he was your fourth line center. He was, I don't want to say fourth line because that's disrespectful, but, energy line guy, now up on the top line, fits really well with that line. And, they find a way. And right now, if the Rangers wrap up this one seed and play, end up playing the second wild card, you better root like hell for the Islanders against Carolina.
Oh, I would.
That would be gorgeous for you guys.
Oh, well, how good would it be just for us? Islanders-Rangers second round of the postseason? Oh. Winner goes to the conference finals?
Yeah, that would be nice.
From brakes to exhaust kits and beyond, eBay Motors has over 122 million parts to keep your ride or die alive. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's so easy to bring home that big win. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. 1-800-919-3776, by the way, on the Friday. And there's so many things to get into. Let's move over to the Knicks. So I'm getting ready for the game last night, setting up the TV room. And it's like, all right, every Celtic is going to play. Jaylen Brown is going to play, and Tatum's going to play, and Porzingis is going to play, and Horford is going to play. I'm like, come on, man. Why would they do this? And the Knicks, it doesn't faze them for a second. They go out and bludgeon the Celtics to the point that Mazzulla's like, you know what? There's no reason to even keep these guys in the game at this point. The Knicks get Brunson out after three and easily walk to a win over Boston. Now there is no reason. This is not your three seed in the Eastern Conference.
They played in body, the Celtics.
Yeah. They gave you nothing.
No, that was not. I mean, so I'm sure we'll take phone calls today. Bring us Boston. We're not scared.
I saw it last night on Twitter, and I heard
that
it last night.
That wasn't Boston. That was not Boston, but who cares? Doesn't matter. I mean, the two of us were hoping that all those questionables just didn't play because we'll take a win any way we can get it at this point. So it doesn't matter. Jalen Brunson, I mean, I don't know what else there is to say about Jalen Brunson.
There's nothing more to say.
Like, he had the two free throws to get to 40, ends up missing one of them, and finishes with 39. Josh Hart was what Josh Hart is. And Josh Hart is the level of effort that he plays with. He had 10 rebounds in the first half of that game last night.
He's unbelievable. I don't know that I've ever, and I mean this, I don't know that I've ever seen a guy try harder at every minute of every game than Josh Hart.
No, his motor is incredible. It's his greatest strength is his motors. He never stops. Never stops. And then on top of that, I mean, Bogdanovich was pretty good. He had 12 points in the first half yesterday.
You see that one layup he made?
Oh, the reverse layup on KP. I'm glad you brought that up.
Oh, my God. What a shot that was.
I had that in my notes. But like, So Brunson ends up leaving that game in the second quarter. Or they had that he was off the floor. Then he comes back, and they end up going on a 25-5 run. And third quarter starts. Brunson goes crazy. Brunson had 21 in the third quarter.
It went nuts.
Nuts. And now they're actually 18-3 with OG. 18-3. Which is pretty impressive.
Yeah. I mean, when you looked at things down the stretch, that was a game that you said to yourself. And then when you found out Boston was playing their guys, you thought to yourself, all right, well, we can afford to lose this game and still wind up in the three. And the Knicks are like, no. We're not losing any part of this game. We're going to go out there, and you're going to see the same effort you've seen from us all season long, and that's what they gave you. And, I mean, they made – and I get it that the Celtics have zero to play for, but they tapped out in that game.
Yeah, well, yeah, you had to make them tap out. Like, they were going to play, and if they felt like it was going to be kind of an easy game, they would participate. But if it was going to be a hard game and the Knicks were going to play as hard and physical – I mean, we dominated in the first half, dominated the glass. I think we had 12 offensive rebounds in the first half. We were plus 15 in rebounds in the first half of that game. They didn't want any of that. They're all set with playing like that until they get to the playoffs.
Right. But I do love the people, and I saw a lot of it on Twitter. I'm not afraid of the Celtics. You see what we can do to them? We'll take them right down. Well, I'm not sure about that. I'm not saying we can't compete with the Celtics, but I would be hard-pressed to think it looks like that in a seven-game series.
Well, I would guarantee it won't look like that in a seven-game series. That is not indicative of what the Celtics have been this season. That was a Celtics team that had their guys play, but they didn't really play. They dressed, they were out there, but that was not an intensity level that you're going to see from the Celtics in the playoffs.
No, and they didn't shoot well either.
No, but I'm telling you, like you, the Rangers stuff, it is hard. Like, it is hard to get yourself to a point mentally when all you can think about is making sure we're ready and I'm healthy for the playoffs. Like, that's you're a couple games away from finally, after grinding through 82 games, getting to the postseason.
I get it, but I mean, the Celtics have accomplished everything they've wanted to, right? They have the one in the East. They have the one overall. They've done everything. The Rangers are at the doorstep. Just bring it on home now.
I get it. But it's easier said than done. It's not that easy. I'm sure they said all that stuff before the game. Hey, fellas, let's go. Let's lock in. You know, this is important. We got to close this thing down. We want to make sure that we get the one seed.
Yeah.
They can talk game. It's just like there's teams that are fighting, like really fighting for something, are play at a different level.
Well, they have another one of these teams tomorrow in the Islanders who are really fighting for something.
Right, and maybe what Laviolette did was actually a smart thing, like I said to you yesterday. Putting it in there, because I was at hockey practice yesterday, people talking about it. Like, maybe just putting it in his team's mind that
this is a dirty team you're playing?
It's a dirty team, and you got to make sure you're ready.
I hope so. With the Knicks, Tom Thibodeau on the win, here he is.
To me, there's a lot of things that, you know, we have to get better at to prepare ourselves for the end. So just take it game by game. I thought overall, you know, it's been a long road trip, and to come out and play the way we did, you know, we did some really good things, but there's still a lot of things that we have to work on.
Well, I don't know how you could watch that game last night and say there's a lot of things you have to work on.
Oh, he's always going to say that.
Well, I was going to say, other than that's just his personality.
Right. He's never going to be satisfied. Do you see how nervous he was at the end?
Oh, yeah. Well, it got down to, to seven at one point?
Yeah, I could tell he was
very unhappy.
No, and he was very uncomfortable.
And they were never going to lose that game.
If it was up to him, and the starters hadn't been on the bench for so long, there was probably the temptation. Hey, let's get back.
They were doing everything in their power to give that poor guy a coronary.
Hey, he almost looked like he was going to have a nervous breakdown.
Like he was going to cry. I actually thought if that game would have gotten to like a one possession game, I think he would have started weeping on the sideline.
He would not have known what to do if that happened.
I got to be honest with you. I did not think, like, they're going to lose. But I was like, okay, I think maybe nine was a close. I was like, nine with 50 seconds to go. But it lost so many points so quickly.
Yeah, it started to go down in a hurry, but it didn't.
It was never really in doubt. No. But it did really diminish very quickly. what impressed you the most about the win here is, Tom.
I thought our rebounding was good. I thought Jalen was fantastic. I thought Josh was just a monster making big play after big play. OG is really coming, and that's a great sign for us. You know, Dante was Dante, and I thought Bogey gave us really good minutes as well.
We talked about all those things. Yep. I could not agree more.
And Hartenstein, dude, I mean, his
level. We talk about Josh Hart giving you that level of effort. Hartenstein is not far behind, and I agree, you have to keep him.
No, but not only the effort stuff, like his passing, like being able to run some of the offense through him. He's got that nice little lefty floater he's using now.
I love that shot from like 8 feet in the lane.
Right, like there, offensively, I mean, that's my biggest takeaway with this team now. Like you're seeing teams try to double Jalen. And the Knicks are doing a really good job.
Well, they get it out of his hands quickly, and then in essence, they have a 4-on-3.
Right. And, I mean, that's got to excite you. What's crazy, though, is about listening to Shaq and all those guys. It like, all the negative things that you heard, then they watched them beat the Celtics, and now they're the second-best team in the East, but still think they would lose to the Pacers if they played the Pacers. Like, it's crazy, the different opinions.
You know how good RJ is? You want to know how good RJ is at his job? He has that audio waiting in the wings. Here you go.
Pacers, they'll beat the Knicks if they play in the playoffs. They're both 3-6. The two teams that intrigue me the most going into the playoffs after the trade deadline, Pacers and the Mavs.
Are you saying that with certainty?
I think the Pacers beat the Knicks.
I agree with you, Dutch.
All right. Well, they can agree together.
The second best team in the East behind the Celtics. But they'll lose to the Pacers in the first round.
Yeah, I got to be honest, I'm not, and listen, I wasn't terrified about Miami last year. I'm not at all terrified about the Pacers. Not even a little bit.
Well, that's apples to oranges, though.
But they're saying they're going to lose to them.
Right, no, but to compare Miami to the Pacers.
I'm not comparing, I'm saying I was wrong last year, so I can be wrong. But I don't see that, is what I'm saying.
Right, and what I'm saying to you, though, is that we took for granted the Miami thing. Indy doesn't have that same thing. Like Indy doesn't have playoff Jimmy.
No.
Eric Spoelstra.
We got a break. Do you find this to be odd though? David Degnan says, "Boy, you start the show, no mention whatsoever about the Islanders' huge win. Very weird."
I said how happy I was for Casey and thank you, Kyle Palmieri.
You broke down the fourth line, and I give up.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Big win for the Islanders last night. Overtime over Montreal. Congratulations to you and David Degnan. Big win.
Big win. Huge win.
Big, big win. You like the Nooner tomorrow? I like the Nooner.
I love the Nooner.
Yeah.
Love it. I'll tell you what I don't like. I got an email yesterday. Have you ever had this happen?
I don't know what it is.
Right. So your kids play. So when Ben was playing baseball, he played town ball, and I'm sure he played travel ball, right?
Correct.
Yeah, so two different bats.
Oh, see, yes, right. So certain bats are illegal for certain leagues.
So you got the USA bat for town, and then the other
one
for
travel. Remember, BB Core was a big phrase back then.
Yeah.
BB Core bats, yep.
Got an email yesterday. Mind you, I just bought Milo his travel bat.
Now it's illegal.
Yeah. Well, illegal. The bat has been shut down.
I'm sorry to hear that. So what do you do with that bat now? You just put it in the garage and wait for it to become legal?
Right. What do I do with the bat? It's a great question. Brand new bat. You know how expensive the bats are.
Very expensive.
Now, useless.
That's unfortunate. Well, you useless that he can't play in a game with this bat. He can do BP and stuff with the bat, though.
Oh, what good is that, though? If he's not going to use it in the games.
Yeah, I guess it's not much. But at least you get some use out of it. I'm trying to look at the bright side.
Yeah, there's no bright side.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's pending an investigation. We'll let you know.
Well, what are they investigating? Either you can use it or you can't use it.
Well, no, because the size of the bat that they had initially said was illegal. So it was the drop five. So it was like the 32 drop five. So like a 32-27, whatever it was. The ball was coming off too hot. And there was a fear that kids were going to get hurt. But, so I was like, oh, that's fine because Milo uses a 28. No big deal. No, they're made of the same material. So now we're doing an investigation.
Oh.
Yeah. This is great.
All right. Well, hopefully the investigation will pan out in your behalf.
You don't mean that. You don't mean that.
What do you? How dare you?
You don't care.
Well, of course, because I feel like you. I mean, I've been there. I've had to deal with this nonsense over the years.
It's unbelievable.
I wouldn't say overly troubling, but it's troubling me because it's showing my lack of clarity as I get a little older. There was a story earlier this week, and I saw it. I was like, there it is. That's my morning roast. Locked in, beautiful. And I remember at the moment thinking to myself, do I write it down? Or, I mean, I know it's obvious, plain as day. Great story, going to use this. I have no idea what it is now.
Oh, no.
No idea what it is. I remember seeing it on Twitter. I remember thinking to myself, I got it. Oh, yes, I just got it. It just popped into my head. I'm back.
Yeah, why don't you just take a picture of it on your phone?
Because that entails work.
No, it doesn't. It requires your two finger or your one hand to just take a screenshot.
Like
right? Just screenshot it.
Yeah. No, you're right. But I got it now.
Okay.
Write
it down.
No, I'm actually, here. You know what I'm doing? I'm going to let you in behind the curtain a little bit. I'm opening another window on my browser, and I'm putting that story in there. So that when it's time at 7:45, that story, ready to go.
Smart. Very smart.
Yeah.
I am too smart.
Just popped into my head when I was talking about it. That was nice.
That was really nice.
Oh, that is very stressful.
Congratulations.
Thank
Congratulations
you.
Congratulations to
See,
you.
See, because you understand what this is like.
You know what? Thank you.
You know what? Thank you.
You're welcome.
Let's go to Black Belt Mark. Good morning, BBM. How are you?
I am well. Thank you, guys. So I have a question.
Yes.
As a sports fan, I break teams down usually into three categories. The teams I root for, the teams I root against actively, like you against the Cowboys, and then teams I really don't care about usually. But once in a while, there's a fourth category. That team, you don't really root for it, but there's something about it you like. I'm thinking like the Detroit Lions this past year, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
This Knicks team is like that. They got a grit. They got a team.
Yeah, but isn't that one of your teams, though? Doesn't that fall into the category of a team you root for?
No, I'm not a Knicks fan.
All right. So what team do you root for? What's your team?
I have been a Laker fan since the days of Jerry West. I fell in love with his tortured soul.
Okay, so you're a Lakers fan, but you watch the Knicks from afar, or even up close, because you're a New Yorker, and you've kind of fallen in love with what they are.
Absolutely, and I'd like to hear you guys talk about the characteristics of teams that you don't usually root for, but there's something about them that makes you follow them and want them to do well.
Well, it's a good question, and I appreciate the phone call, and have a great weekend, Mark. I think what the Knicks have, and I think this is what you kind of want from any team that you either root for or watch, Rick, and that's effort. And how many times do we talk about, you know, with this stupid load management and James Harden's not playing and Kyrie with his nonsense and Kawhi Leonard? The Knicks are the opposite of that. They show up every single night, and it's awesome to see.
Right. I mean, in a time in the NBA where you have to incentivize guys to actually play during the regular season, you have a team that you know every single time you watch them is going to give you 100% effort. They still value the regular season. And I mean, the other thing I would say, too, is that when you have a player like Jalen Brunson, like, it's not like he's the biggest guy or the greatest athlete. He's not. Like, those aren't things that – that's not who he is. But he's – I mean, he's tough as nails, smart, works his butt off every night. Like, the guys like that you can root for. He's an easy guy to root for. This team is an easy team to root for.
Very easy team to root for. I mean, they probably score better than the Knicks of the mid-90s. But it's reminiscent where it's like you know at the end of the game you were in a game. Like you've been worked over in that game. You might beat them, right? They're not perfect. They have flaws, but you will know that you are in a game because they're going to give you everything they have. And especially in this city, what more could you really want?
No, there playoff success. That's it. I mean, now it's just playoff success.
Well, I will tell you this, and I don't care who it is, they better win that first round of the postseason.
Yeah, you want to talk about that? There would be no excuse to not win that first round playoff series.
I mean, right now, I guess. Maybe so it's not going to be Cleveland. I guess it can be Orlando, Indiana, and we established yesterday when I got confused, right? That an Indiana Philadelphia tie goes to Indiana, correct?
Yeah, Raymond did the legwork on that.
Right.
One.
So it realistically, it's going to be Orlando or Indiana, and I get that Shaq and Charles are concerned about the Knicks playing Indiana, but I'm not.
Well, Indiana's won three straight. They've won five of the last six. They're at Cleveland tonight, and then they finish up against Atlanta on Sunday.
So the Knicks can clinch the three seed tonight.
Knicks can clinch the three seed tonight, yeah.
Yeah, which is unbelievable.
Considering all the injuries and where they were, and I remember, I don't know how long ago, RJ would probably remember when we were doing the Cuddlemary Trash. I know, where would they end up?
Right.
You yelled at me at the beginning of the season when I said they could finish in the three.
I remember. Well, I'm glad to be wrong.
And that was fully healthy.
Well, I mean, that feels daunting to finish. I mean, that feels like how in the world? I still am not exactly sure how this team is going to wind up as the three seed.
Because you never know what's going to happen during the course of a season. You never know. On paper, well, it was supposed to be Boston and Milwaukee. Boston, yes, but Milwaukee's been, I mean, they've been a bit of a mess. Fire the coach. Bring in Doc. Doc hasn't seemed to be able to figure it out. Now Giannis
is just the opposite. They're worse with Doc than they were with Adrian Griffin.
I think it just speaks to, I mean, it speaks to, like, just put yourself, like, give yourself a legitimate chance before the season starts. I don't care what the sport is, because you never know what's going to happen.
You do realize that we are set up for quite the spring at Madison Square Garden, right?
I do. And UBS.
Yeah, how nice could that be? I mean, April, May, maybe even into June, we could be very relevant with our local hockey and basketball teams.
It's nice. Real nice.
It really is. We'll break. We'll continue with your calls on the Knicks. And something happened yesterday which made you reminisce, not fondly, but reminisce about 30 years ago. We get to that next on 98.7 ESPN.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. FanDuel has it all waiting for you because right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all in an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. They have over-unders, props on everything you can imagine, and parlay combinations that will blow your mind. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Rick and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 and older and physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit is required. Bonus issues, non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured.
It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season.
Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
I like this song.
That's the reason I play this one.
It's good.
Because the name of it, Rick?
Remember Everything.
I Remember Everything.
Yeah.
Like Dave suddenly remembered this past segment.
I remember seeing it on Twitter. I remember thinking to myself, I got it. Oh, yes, I just got it. It just popped into my head. I'm back. It popped right in.
Raymond, I got another song that I think Dave's going to like, too.
I like that song.
I know you like that one.
I'd like that to be the soundtrack of my life.
Really?
Yeah, I like that song.
You say it every single time.
Isn't that the basis of that song a little sad, though?
Yeah, it is, but Dave likes it.
I like it. I can't help myself.
Santi, next break, come back with This Town's Been Too Good to Us. I think he'll like that song, too.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going to try to get you into country.
This song, is that a country song? Yeah. Or it has a country feel to it? Or it's like full song. On country?
It's a country song.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I like it.
I know you like it.
I'm a fan.
I'm going to introduce you to all sorts of new music.
I'm looking at the video for this guy and this one that you want, Dylan Scott.
Yeah.
It's country. This guy looks very urban.
A little bit.
Yeah.
A licky boom boom down.
It's a good song, though. I like that one. A licky
We're
boom
very
boom
eclectic
down.
Here on the show. We can go anywhere.
It goes
really.
On and on and on and on. Well, I think there's a level of versatility, is what it is.
I mean, I could sing this if you'd like.
Let's hear some. I guess
that's so. I don't know it that well.
He was so confident, too.
Well, I didn't know you were going to call me on it.
You know I what? Can sing this one if you want.
You know what I've done now? I have pulled up the tweet which will be roasted. That's how prepared I am for this morning roast today.
This might be the most prepared you've ever been to roast.
And here's the thing. I don't think there's any way you can argue that it's not a good roast.
All right. Well, I'm excited to hear it.
I'm excited. Fire up the roast.
No.
Not hour early.
I know, but I can't wait.
You know what you need to fire up is the Rangers 5-on-5.
You're not kidding.
It's game 80, Rick.
Let's fire that up.
It's literally their 5-on-5 numbers are even now. It's troubling.
On the so best team in hockey 5-on-5 even.
That's right.
Yeah, that's odd.
Scoring on the power play though.
Yeah, I know. Did it again last night. Panarin has 47.
Panarin's dude. I mean,
he is.
We talk about.
Brunson.
Talk about Brunson.
Yep.
Panarin's right there.
He's phenomenal. Let's get back to the calls, and then we have to get to something which I don't know if you felt like this. We'll get to it in a couple minutes. Like conjured up all these weird emotions for me from years and years and years ago. Teddy in Babylon. Good morning, Teddy. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Before I make my Knicks point, can I make my Soto point from yesterday quick before I got hung up on?
That was my fault. I apologize for that. Yes, please
That's
make
right.
your Soto point.
The fact that he has to wake up in the morning and possibly hear that he's getting criticism for getting on base is outrageous. These fans that make that point is the reason why players don't want to play here. If anyone needs to be talked about, it's Judge in his slump. And I'm not even saying we need to talk about it because he'll hit out of it. He's good enough. But the fact that Soto's getting on base and he's got to hear stuff from the fans, that's insane.
It's insane. You're right.
Yeah, but it's not just fans. That's the problem. It's not just fans. It's people that the fans listen to that have that opinion.
Yeah.
That puts it in the minds of the fans. I can't imagine the fans watching that game saying to themselves, how dare Soto How dare he walk in that spot?
Well, I mean, in all the time. I mean, how many like, and I'm not getting political, but how many political pundits do you hear? And then you're like, wait, they said what? Like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. So it's not solely sports, but that's our wheelhouse, you know?
But their reasoning, I don't get their reasoning. What, do you want him to foul off 15 pitches until what? He gets his pitch to hit a home run? That makes no sense.
The thought process, I guess, would be that he should expand the strike zone because he needs to do damage. Oh.
Please, don't reminisce this. It's so right. Stupid.
All right, Teddy, what do you got? Give me what you got on the Teddy.
Knicks. Oh, so the next point. If Jalen Brunson is in top three in the MVP voting, the league needs to be investigated. I mean, you take Jalen Brunson off this team and we're a 10, 11, maybe 12 seed, even it might not even be fighting for a playoff spot.
Well, I don't know true. I don't know that I agree with that.
I mean, come on. I mean, if Randall gets hurt in January, I mean, who's scoring the ball for the Knicks?
Right. Randall, you saw what this offense looks like. I mean, one of the biggest problems with this team has been when he's off the floor. You can't have him off the floor.
I got bad news for you. He's not going to be a top three MVP candidate.
Okay, but that's not what he's saying. He's saying he should be.
Is he better than Jokic for the MVP?
There's two play. Well, that's because that's part of that too. Is it's Jokic? No, he's not better than Jokic. But as far as value to his team, if you took Jokic, the best way to, if I was a voter, okay, it's not the MVP is not by definition supposed to be best player in the league. It's supposed to be most valuable to his team. If you want to have a most outstanding player award,
right?
That's a different story.
We've talked about this for years,
right?
You.
But okay, so how you like? In theory, how you should break this down if you're voting for it is if I take Jokic off his team and I take Brunson off his team, if I take SGA off his team, what are those teams?
I think if you take Jokic off the Nuggets, they're still a playoff team.
Okay.
I think if you take SGA off Oklahoma City, they're still a very good team. Doncic off the Mavs would be interesting.
Doncic, yeah, well, I mean, that's another one. I was listening to someone say the other day, if there were 10 more games left in the season, the way that Dallas is playing and the way he's playing, with the ability for them to continue to move up, that he would be right there with how well he's playing.
But I mean, I agree with you. You take Brunson off this team, and it's a shell of what it looks like right now.
I don't even think they're a playoff team without Brunson.
You don't think they're a play-in team?
In the East, they're probably in the East. They might be a play-in team, dude. Yet not. If there's no Brunson and you had no Randall and you had OG miss the amount of time he missed, I don't understand who's going to score?
No,
who's going to run the offense?
They would not be nearly the same team.
I think that's an understatement.
They would probably be, so they have, what, 48 wins. They have a real chance to get to 50. They're going to win tonight, and they probably will win the last game of the season. So let's say they get to 50. If you don't have Brunson, he doesn't exist on this team, yeah, that's probably a 35-win team.
Yeah, right now 35 wins puts you outside the top 10. So if you want to say they'd go from the third seed to 9, 10, 11, that's a huge difference.
What gets you in now? What's the 10?
Right now, 10 is 36 and 44.
That's embarrassing.
I know.
That you could fight for a playoff spot well below 500.
Right. So for just to, the West is the Lakers right now are in the 10th spot and they're 10 games over. They're 45 and 35.
Have we locked in Lakers and Warriors yet?
No.
But we probably will, right?
No, right now we have the Kings, Warriors, and Lakers all at 45 and 35. And Phoenix now has dropped to the seventh seed. They are 47 and 33.
They've had a disappointing season.
Yeah. I think they have one of the worst fourth quarter offenses in the NBA.
So they're going to probably get the, well, I guess they could get the eight, the six, but they're probably going to wind up at the seven. And then it's a fight to the finish for the 8, 9, 10.
Yeah. What you would want is to get Golden State or the Lakers into the eight.
Correct.
Because
that team can win that game,
yeah.
Be in, and then you could still get the Warriors or Lakers that could win those games and also get in.
Right.
Because Lakers Nuggets or Warriors Nuggets is sexy.
Yeah, but in theory, I mean, but you're still going to lose somebody.
Not necessarily.
Well, no. Okay. Right. But so let's say Phoenix. So it ends up how it is. Phoenix, Sacramento, I'll put Golden State in the eight. So that means Phoenix will play Golden State.
Right. If okay. Golden State wins that.
Yeah, now they're the seven. But now Phoenix has got to play the Lakers, and now one of those teams is gone.
Right. Right. You will not have major star power in the body of the postseason. That's right. Correct. You either won't have Booker or De'Aaron Fox or Steph Curry or LeBron James or Kevin Durant, right? Like, you won't have one of those guys.
Yeah, that's not great for the NBA.
Well, that's the reality of the NBA, though. The West is too good.
You got to have the Clippers, Mavs in the first round.
That's a phenomenal series.
No. So we want Boston have to play the Heat in the first round. That's what we want. That would be perfect for us.
But let me go back to the Eastern Conference. You're all over the place now. Okay, here we go. I'm there.
Yeah, we want Boston to play the Heat.
Boston to play the Heat would be a hell of a series.
Right. We want Philly to play Milwaukee.
Right.
And then we'll play Indy.
Right.
And I don't care what Charles and Shaq say. So you know what? I was just texting back and forth with Alan. Fine.
Listen. Now?
He was texting me. Yeah, he's up. Say what you want.
Nice. Hi, Alan.
They can say what they want. Right. We don't have to be. We'll be the three seed. Everyone can say, hey, we like Indy. That's fine. We don't need to be, you know, the favorites. That's fine. Go in, keep our head down, beat up on Indy. And then we'll have a Milwaukee team with a compromised or even a Philly team, maybe. I don't know. Listen, Milwaukee versus Philly with Embiid and potentially no Giannis.
Could you imagine if somehow Boston lost to Miami in the first round? I mean, Knicks fans would start to get very excited very quickly.
Very excited.
Very excited very quickly. Let's get to some of the calls now. D in Queens. Hi, D. How are you?
Hey, what's up, fellas? I don't know, first of all, the MVP award is a joke. It's all politics. It's all garbage. The media got shamed last year about Jokic. That's why they just riding him so much. Because, honestly, it should go to Brunson because of the injuries and everything else that went on with the Knicks. And I don't know why you're settling for the three seed. The Knicks are better off at the two and facing Philly. Embiid is
don't
soft.
Agree. Don't agree. Could not disagree with you anymore.
Embiid is soft.
Maxey and Embiid, it's two guys. Well, you can say you're not scared of Embiid. I, for one, am scared of Embiid. I think he's amazing.
Yeah, in the regular season.
You can say what you want, and your opinion can be that he's soft. But I would take the Pacers over playing the Sixers in the first round of the playoffs.
Every day of the week for me.
Now, if you want to tell me.
Go look at Embiid's numbers in the playoffs. The fall-off is dramatic.
Right, but okay,
it is staggering.
So tell me, who outside of Jalen Brunson has this long track record of being great in the playoffs?
Oh, but between the six, this is the thing. With the Pacers, they have more scoring options, which might give you problems. Whereas if Maxey and Brunson are going to cancel each other out, so then what do you have left? Just Embiid is soft. He's soft. Like, it is shock. Go look at his numbers in the playoffs, his splits from the playoffs to the regular season. It's shocking. It's shocking. He goes sometimes from 35 to like 21.
Yeah, I don't Hello? Necessarily agree.
Yeah,
with you.
No, I don't know how to react to it. I don't want any part of Embiid in the postseason.
You want to tell me I get the Sixers in the second round because they end up knock off the Bucks?
And now I get home court.
Yeah, I would do that.
Right, as would I. I don't want Philly in round one. I don't look at Embiid as some soft little weakling in the postseason.
No, I don't either. And the kind of season he was at, I won the MVP last year. Before he got hurt, he was on pace to win another MVP. They haven't lost since he's come back.
And what does he mean that Jokic is winning the MVP because that's what everyone's pushing for? Have you seen the guy's numbers?
Well, no, they got shamed last year, like the fatigue thing. Like the voters end up doing stuff like that. Like he wins back to back.
Guy's amazing.
No, I know. He already won back to back.
And I mean, he was great in the postseason. There's nothing he can't do.
I'm not disagreeing with you. What his point was is that he probably should have won it again last year, but he didn't. Because you get into that whole, like, it's, you know, how many times can you vote for the same guy every year?
Well, he's probably going to win it again this year.
Well, now he is because they took a year off, gave it to Embiid, and Embiid got hurt. And now Jokic's team is sitting there with the number one seed again.
RJ.
Hi, Dave.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm going to do the pregame party read right now.
Okay.
You want to get involved?
I think I can help you out.
All right, here we go. Ready?
I think so.
You want to take a breath?
Yeah, I don't want to say Pelicans like I did yesterday. That wasn't good.
No. Here we go. The DNR pregame party. Where is it, RJ? Is it there?
I think it's back.
It's back. That's right. Well, the show is heading out to where?
Publicans.
That's right. And where would that be?
That's in Manhasset.
And where is Manhasset?
On the island that is Long.
That's right. Long Island, for those of you scoring at home. And that would be, what exact date are we working with?
May 2nd.
Which is a?
A Thursday.
That's nice. Then we're riding what mode of transportation?
The LIRR. It's a
That's
train.
Nice. Where are we taking it to?
Citi Field.
That's right. This is the second annual pregame party. This year it's ahead of who's playing in the game?
The Mets and the very small Bears.
That's right. Also known as the Cubs. And then we're going to go into the game figuring what time we're going to walk into the game at.
About 12:55, give or take. But it starts at 1:10.
That's right. We walk in 12:55. We get ourselves situated. First pitch, 1:10. And we're sitting. Where are we sitting, RJ?
Section 129.
129er. That's right. That, again, is Thursday when?
May 2nd.
At where?
Publicans.
In?
Manhasset.
Which is?
Next to Citi Field.
That's right. We will see you there. How good is RJ? This might be the pinnacle of your entire career.
This is it, huh?
I think so.
Downhill.
I think you walk into John's office later today and you smack your hand on the table and you say, I want a raise.
Do you think off of that?
I think based of that read and that music and that level of vibrance that you just brought to the show, you are due a raise, absolutely.
Well, it was nice from Raymond. It did feel like a game show. I had to fill in the blanks.
It was like Mad Libs.
It kind of was. That's nice what you did there. See, that's why we need you top notch. That's why, what was it, Wednesday? You walk in, you look at us, you say, I got nothing.
I didn't have anything.
You always have something, and we need you to guide us. Otherwise, we're just wandering.
No. See, you are our North Star.
I don't think so. I think Rick is the North Star. You're the one to get us there. Ray and I are like the vehicle.
Rick, North Star. Without Rick, this show is a pittance of what, in fact, it is. I'm just the guy that can. I'm like the conductor, right? I push us in the direction we need to go.
I'm the conductor.
Right. You guys are the workmen. The guys that are, you know, out there in the fields chiseling away. That's what you guys do.
We're like the offensive line.
What do you mean they're out there in the fields chiseling away? What are they chiseling?
They're making license plates.
I don't think you chisel license plates.
You don't?
Why are we in a field?
Right.
Because I think they want to get you out there in the heat. You're maybe like a rock quarry?
That would be more chiseling, yeah.
Okay, well, there you go. So they're in a rock quarry so chiseling
now
away.
Now he's Fred Flintstone.
Oh, yeah, we're the Flintstones.
Yeah. Now we're the Flintstones. You're the Big Dipper, Dave. That's who you are. Oh, look. What is that, the North Star? Who cares about the North Star? There's the Big Dipper.
No,
Wilma!
No. I go away, and Grasa just slides in, and it probably takes 4 days for people to realize, wait, is Rothenberg not even there?
No. They'd be like, oh, there's Grasa. Where's Rick? Rick's gone. Rick's also left.
And in a couple of weeks, I don't know. I didn't even know this until it was very casually dropped into conversation on Wednesday. Did you know this? RJ right. will not be with us NFL draft week Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday?
I had no idea.
Yeah. That's a bad job by you, RJ. Shame on you.
I gave you many weeks' notice.
No, you did not.
Numerous
told us
weeks.
On Wednesday.
So it's 2 weeks away.
Yeah, which trip is this? Is this the Fort Lauderdale trip?
Yeah, it's not even a trip. It's just a mild getaway before the draft.
A mild getaway. It's a trip.
Okay.
A mild getaway is like you're taking a car ride somewhere.
Yeah, a mild getaway is like you're going to Patsy's in Brooklyn for pizza. You're getting on a plane at an international airport, RJ.
He's not going to go to. You're not going to go to Patsy's in Brooklyn. No, it's kind of like Dave went on a getaway when the Giants lost to the Chargers. He went on a 2-day little getaway to the Hilton.
Listen, I'll be here when there's discussion of picks being made that day. I'll be here. Don't you worry.
Yeah, and you'll be rested.
You're taking Antonio on a plane. That's a trip.
You'll be sun-kissed. No, but it's not his first plane ride. He took a plane up to Rochester, I believe.
That did happen.
Yeah. How long's that flight, though?
Nah, 45 minutes.
Right. This is, we're looking at what, 3-hour flight here? 2.5?
Yeah, could go poorly. We don't know.
No, he's going to be fine. Have you seen the people that bring gifts for the people that sit around them on the plane when they bring a baby on?
No, I haven't seen that. That's actually not a bad idea.
So they pack like a goodie bag of gifts, and they hand them out, and it's like, I'm sorry that my child is going to be loud and boisterous and maybe interrupt your flight, but knowing that that could happen, here's some gifts.
That's actually smart.
You think?
That's good planning. Well, just because you never know. I mean, you could have a good flight. You could have a terrible flight. You're really at the mercy of
you're
the
at the mercy of the baby.
Could I also make a point quickly before we go to break? Because I'd like to be timely.
Of course.
Joel Embiid is soft. Joel Embiid is also usually banged up during the postseason. He's usually got some kind of injury he's dealing with during the postseason.
He is often hurt.
Right. I mean, he's actually had the knee fixed, had surgery, missed some time. So probably as rested as so you're going to get a rested version of Joel Embiid going into the playoffs.
You will. Maybe this would be a blessing in disguise for them.
Maybe some would say that.
Let's take a break now in a timely manner. We'll come back and we'll get into a story that happened 30 years ago, but is relevant today. Next, 98.7 ESPN. And now a word from True Green. Are you ready to elevate your lawn game without breaking the bank? Well, True Green has been the trusted choice for over 2 million homeowners for over 50 years. Visit TrueGreen.com today and discover the easiest and most affordable way to achieve a pro-level lawn completely guaranteed. Plus, enjoy True Green's verified price matching, ensuring you get the best lawn for the best price. Visit TrueGreen.com and transform your lawn effortlessly. That's TrueGreen.com. Your dream lawn is just around the corner.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.